Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 10-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Drink. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, good morning and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. From the crew here at Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Man, I love that new intro you guys
have. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, it took us 11 years to get one done.
Only 11 years, but we needed some material. That's what you want to call it, yeah. Needed some material. But happy Mother's Day, everybody. I hope everybody's mother has a wonderful day today.
I hope y'all have a mother of a day.
A mother of the day. The mother of all Mother's Day. How about that? But we got Charlie Moss in the studio today, filling in for
me.
Steve.
Which one of us is prettier? Be truthful.
Well,
Phil. Okay. That's why we keep him locked in his cave.
We have to keep him locked in.
Good answer there, Stu. Good answer. Okay. But we got a special guest today later on the show. We got Billy Stitt of Billy's Bacon and Billy's Burgers and Billy's
Grill.
Old 27 Grill, which is on 181, and Billy's Motorcycle. And
I knew I'd heard his name somewhere.
Hottie Toddy Billy
That's
from Ole Miss.
Fine bacon right there.
It is. I love the pork belly, too. I'd be glad when my diet's over so I could get back to eating again.
You don't get to go back to eating again.
Then you'll undo everything.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I can if I want to.
Well, then quit now.
That's right.
Yeah, because the yo-yo thing of weight going up and down is worse for you and just being chubby. That's why I'm staying where I am.
I'm going to spoil myself on Sundays, maybe. Yeah. Sunday or Saturday.
One meal. If you do the whole day, you'll wipe out the entire week.
Right.
Yeah, but you get one meal.
I'm saving one meal.
And honestly, if you eat moderately the rest of the time, you can have that bacon cheeseburger just about any time you want.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the other, what is that, 3 times 7 and 20, the other 20 meals of the week.
Not counting leap year.
Yeah, the other 20 meals of the week, just eat, you know, what you're supposed to. Normal food. 4 ounces of protein. Plenty of beans. Beans are really good, Mike. You need all the beans you want, man.
I try to get some beans in.
Yeah.
So.
The problem with beans in the South, it's always got a lot of pork in it.
Well, there's that. So.
But there's what you can a good substitute if you'd like to make, pinto beans at home or something like that is the smoked turkey legs. You will not tell the difference.
Yeah.
Or the smoked turkey wings. That greatly reduces the fat, the cholesterol.
What about the neck?
The neck.
But there goes.
That's good stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Deborah Stockman tells me they sell a lot of turkey necks.
Oh, yeah. Especially holidays. And chitlins. My gosh, I did not know chitlins were so popular at Christmas time or New Year's. It's a big New Year's
dish. Not with me.
Yeah. I've had chitlins once, and they're fine till you get to the aftertaste. In fact, they're delicious till you get to the aftertaste.
I think when I used to watch Food Network a lot, I think Andrew Zimmer, Alton Brown, yeah.
Anthony Bourdain,
all of them have done a show on chitlins.
Hey, man, he used everything from the rooter to the tooter.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what I hear. Well, yesterday was a busy day, and I did
not know. Unless you're trying to sell food to somebody.
Yeah. I did not know that there were there's a lot of music venues going on, and a comedian looked like he had the auditorium packed out.
Fluffy
Enrique
Iglesias. I've been trying for 6 months to get him to call into the show to promote that, just hadn't been able to get through because he does a wonderful show. I believe it's on Amazon Prime, where he goes to while he's on tour, and he takes an entourage with him, just his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to
kind of like Guy Fieri and Pete and all them,
right?
They go places.
But you know, so he'll go to a town and he'll try not just the food, but also a fitness regimen, because you know he had a really bad scare with his heart, as you would imagine for someone that's 6'1" and almost 400 pounds.
I didn't realize he's that tall.
Yeah, he's about 6 foot or so. But I mean, he's not skinny by any means now, because that would take all the fluff out of his fluffiness. But he does eat better. He said one of the biggest things that he had was he was on that show Last Comic Standing, the very first year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win. He's been the most successful comic to ever come off that show.
It's like Greg Norman, the golfer. Mm-hmm. He never won a Masters, but for year after year after year, he always was the number one money maker.
Because
he'd come in second and third and whatever.
Yeah.
In the top five all the time. Never, hardly won that many Masters. Never won a Masters in a lot of tournaments. But he was, you know, it pays to come in second, third, or fourth. Yeah.
What got popular for Fluffy was when he was on that show was they found out he liked chocolate cake.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and I, you know, I started booking shows and I'd go into my dressing room. There's like 11 chocolate cakes. Mm. And he goes and he talked about taking them home one time. And his little stepson, Frankie, comes in and he goes, it was like Christmas morning. He goes, Frankie, this one is just for you.
Well, that's an interesting story. It really is.
Yeah.
It's particularly dealing with health conditions and getting on a strict regimen of what you eat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to know that. What do you, you know, what is
watch the show. It's incredibly entertaining because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he is one of the funniest and most likable comedians out mm-hmm. there, because there are a lot of comedians like Anthony Jeselnik. I think he's hilarious. But a lot of people don't like him because his style of humor is whatever offends you, that's where I'm going.
Well,
and he told this one joke at the beginning one night, and it was just a little bit negative about women, which mm-hmm. is, I mean, he picks on everyone. And he goes, that right there is just a little taste test. If you struggled with that joke, you need to leave right now.
this guy here, Steve Byrne, he's going to be at the Merry Widow. And he's very popular. He's a very well-known comedian. And June 22nd at 8 p.m., he's going to be at the Merry Widow downtown. That's incredible talent to have him coming to town. And that's the way he dresses. He wears a suit with a bow tie. And I see him all over the internet. But last night, too, was the steak cook-off in Fairhope. And, man, I think everybody in the world must have been at that, because they didn't come to the wine bar.
Yeah.
And they
weren't buying
didn't show up nowhere
cheese.
Else.
Yeah.
They were all at the auditorium or in Fairhope's last night.
And, you know, when you get an event at the Civic Center, which is where, you know, Fluffy was, Lodi's not going to get much off of that.
Yeah.
I had a few people come in beforehand, and including a Hodge. And a pal of a Hodge. So they came by and got an Alabama steak sandwich. And I forget what his friend got. It may have been the Mexican street corn mac and cheese. And then there were a couple other people you could tell they were headed over to see Fluffy, because they were dressed a lot like you are. Because that's Fluffy's outfit, man. Hawaiian shirts and cargo shorts.
That's all right.
Yeah. It's a,
nothing wrong with that.
I try and tell people, shoes with no socks and or flip-flops, cargo shorts, and one of those blue water fishing shirts button-up, that's formal wear in the South. That is perfectly acceptable at a prom, at a funeral, at a wedding.
I've seen it at weddings. I'm going like, what happened to tradition?
That is tradition. That is formal wear on the Gulf Coast in the summertime. If you don't want people wearing that, don't have an event.
Let me tell you what.
Because it is hot down here, y'all.
Not all the time.
Hot.
Most of the time.
Summer, which summer's 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not talking about December. Mm-hmm. No, December you wear the cargo pants.
251-343-0106 is the call-in. And the Callahan's Irish Social Club call-in text in line. Love to hear from you.
Or not, whatever.
That's the place that means the world to me. If you plan a vacation, you should choose Mobile, Alabama. You lose your blues. Sights stand there you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. The place that means the world to me.
They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All righty, we're back. We want to thank a few people. We want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. That's North Jackson and St. Francis Street.
With the sign that says Bob's Downtown Restaurant, just so we don't confuse you.
Yeah, and not to confuse
you. But everyone
but
calls it diner. Yeah, you know why?
I call it diner.
Because it's a diner.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a diner with shorter hours.
So, yeah. No.
Diners are traditionally 24 hours.
No, no, no. Diners are
up
usually
north
breakfast
they are.
No, no. Waffle House is a 24/7 diner.
Go up north and go to a real diner that's like in a streetcar.
And
it's got the round stools. And anyway, like Rochelle's got the round. But anyway, we want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy, which everybody there. Not everybody's fat, but everybody's happy when they leave. I'm fatter when I leave there.
Yeah, and happier.
Guarantee, yeah. Especially when I put that stuff in my coffee.
Yeah.
It's got my last name. So, anyway, Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. I went and got my stuff last week. I've been throwing it in the cabbage and this and that and eggs and love it. The Cajun smoked sausage.
I'll tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick dish, low carb. Just cut up your sausage, put it in a baking dish, put your onions and peppers in it, and just roast it. And just have a big old pan of sausage with peppers and onions. And if you're really crazy like me, those peppers will not be bell peppers.
Ah, well, yeah. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to be bell peppers.
Yeah, but that when I did Atkins, that was one of my favorite dishes.
Yeah.
And some smoked sausage, cool. Just onion and peppers. And
I do that, but I throw an egg in there and kind of scramble it up in there.
Oh, yeah, a little extra protein.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there in the Flo Shell area district of Mobile. Corner of, it's right near the corner of Florida Street and O'Shell Road. Yeah. And there's a lot of restaurants around there, too.
I believe it is 60 Florida Street.
Florida Street. Yeah, yeah. So, but I want to mention real quick, today is Jennifer Botterford's birthday.
Yep, I saw that. The gumbo queen of Mobile.
The Gulf Coast. She's won a bunch of them. But happy birthday, Jennifer, from Stu and I and Charlie and Phil. And
also happy birthday to Heichel Harris, former executive chef at the Floribama and fresh off the boat. I think he's working one of the resorts down there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talented chef.
Oh, really?
That was Chris Sherrill's right-hand man at when Chris was there.
Okay.
And then when Chris left, Heichel took over.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know what today is? Mother's Day.
Oh, Sunday?
Today is National Nutty Fudge Day.
Nutty Fudge Day.
Hey, it's nutty.
Yeah.
It's a nutty day.
They only get one day?
Yeah.
I think it ought to be Nutty Fudge Year.
But anyway, that's all that's going on with me. Friday I went and ate a new place down before you get to Fowl River area.
Fowl River.
And it used to be called the Blue Marlin, but now it's called the Delta Grocery Restaurant. And I saw on Facebook on the foodie site.
On Dog River Bridge?
No.
Or Fowl River Marina, I mean?
No. In south of Fairhope.
Fowl River's in Mobile County, Mike. You talking about Fish River?
Fish River, I'm sorry. Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Wrong river.
Fowl River's Bon Mui Island.
Yeah, you're right. But I went down there to the Delta Grocery the other day, and I had heard about the Alabama Round Steak.
Oh, is it bologna?
It's a half inch of bologna.
There we go.
It's half an inch of bologna. And they take it's on a flapjack that they make with hush puppy batter.
Oh, it's a hoe cake.
And let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, cornmeal Mm-hmm. Pancake is also called a hoe cake.
Okay. And
you know where the name comes from?
No.
They actually used to just grease a hoe, like you hoe a garden with, put the batter on it, and stick the hoe into a fire.
I'll be damned.
And they would cook them, cook the cakes right there on the hoe, so it was a hoe cake.
Okay. And then it had the Alabama white sauce on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, it was fabulous. And there's another dish I got to go back and try, but they sliced apples and they grilled the apples mm-hmm. in cinnamon, cook them in cinnamon, mm-hmm. and they put them on their chicken sandwich.
Oh, you can have all of that you want, buddy.
You can have
my share. I don't like chicken salad.
Why do they always
on grilled chicken.
Stick a geographic name on a food item? We were on a cruise ship recently, and there was an Alabama this, a New Orleans that, San Antonio such and such. But then if you go to San Antonio, they don't know. They never heard of it.
I will tell you a dish that got very popular in malls in the 80s and 90s,
uh-huh.
and they always billed it as a New Orleans dish, and that was bourbon chicken.
Come to find out?
It never had anything to do with New Orleans. It came from Kentucky, where bourbon is made.
Yeah.
Right.
But people didn't know anything, so I guess they mean Bourbon Street.
They associated it with Bourbon Street, yeah.
Even though Street wasn't in the name and no aspect of it was anything Cajun.
Yeah. But it helped sell the goods in Mobile.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, we as Americans, because we don't want to learn the correct meanings of words, call a lot of stuff the wrong thing. Yeah. That Japanese grill that you go to where they chop stuff up and turn the volcano, stuff. It's not a hibachi.
Yeah.
It's a teppanyaki grill. Hibachi is a 12-inch long cast iron grill that you cook with charcoal on.
Yeah.
That's what a hibachi is.
Not that huge, big square thing.
No, that's teppanyaki. But we call things by the wrong thing all the time. Because we don't do any research.
Maybe nobody could spell teppanyaki. Mm-hmm. I can't even pronounce it.
You can't spell hibachi either.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah, that's another pet peeve.
And
of
then
mine.
Someone asked me one time, I go, well, why do all the people that run it know it? No, they don't. They're not Japanese.
Yeah.
You go to a Japanese restaurant in Mobile, chances are the people that own it are Cambodian or Vietnamese. Same with a Chinese restaurant.
But those guys flipping the grills and all that, they do have a school that they have to go to.
Yeah, they do a certification. Not just for the muscle memory of the chopping and everything, but also for the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the entertainment aspect of it.
And it is entertaining if you
get it. I love going to it. The food is terrific and healthy.
Especially if they're like comedians. Too. Some of them are hilarious to watch and listen to. Yeah.
But especially
when you got an old one and a young one working together on opposite ends and they throw food at each other.
Hey, we were in there one time in a group and there was a young couple with a baby on the other side of the table and it came time for him to light off the grease. And I'm thinking, boy, this baby's going to be terrified. He put the smiley face on with the oil and lit it. And that baby was fascinated by that. It was a future pyrotechnic in the audience there, I guess. But, I mean, it was really enthralled with that fire.
Yeah. Hey, we want to say thanks for listening in on the Facebook line, a Facebook page. David Hubble, happy Mother's Day.
I forgot what
he
is
said. Happy Facebook day, you mothers.
What is
no? It says Happy Mother's Day, and then
it's
got
facebook.com/sipandchew.
Juju Sullivan Lopez, she's tuning in, and Matthew Rotman from Philadelphia.
Matt Rotman, we've had him on the show.
Okay,
he did the kettle corn. He and his Matt and I went to college together up in Nashville.
Okay,
New Orleans boy, worked at some restaurants down there, but he wanted to show his kids how to make a startup business, and they did a little kettle corn thing that they would take to festivals and stuff. Great opportunity. He and his wife are immensely talented musicians.
Cool.
Immensely. Matt, okay, I have a lot of crazy stories with Matt. One of them was on the opening day of the Spice Girls movie Spice World, Matt said, you know it'd be crazy if a bunch of us guys got together and went and saw Spice World. So we all, well, it was like 20, or well, 8 or 9 of us 20-year-olds went to Spice World on opening night. As we're walking out, Matt says, you know it'd be even crazier? What? If we turn around and went back and saw it again. So Matt and I went back and saw it again. I went over and had some guys at one of their apartments, and I was making Caribbean fajitas, and I had fresh habaneros. And Matt goes, you know what would be stupid? What? If we just ate a whole habanero. So each of us, Matt and I, ate an entire habanero. This time when Matt said, you know what would be even crazier is if we ate another one, I was like, well, you're welcome to. I'm not. I spent 20 minutes.
Sounds like his guy is crazy.
Yeah. But fun, and like I said, just a great musician.
Was that Caribbean dish really from the Caribbean?
No. What I did was a variation of fajitas.
Yeah.
But I used jerk marinade on the beef and did a mango salsa instead of a regular salsa.
It kind of makes it a Jamaican
thing.
I saw that Riker guy last night. Does the barbecue shows on Create? He was doing a
Stephen Reichard?
Yeah, Reichard.
Yeah.
He was doing frog leg fajitas last night.
I have a gumbo that I want to do called.
And he showed how you can tell when the frog legs are ready. He showed you how the test you do when they're ready, because when you press down on them, the meat starts to pull away from the bone. They're little bony legs.
Yeah. The frog legs really taste like chicken?
No, they taste better than chicken.
I've had frog legs.
Everything that people say tastes like chicken tastes better than chicken.
Well, eat
chicken is a really low grade meat in this country. Chicken is a really low grade quality protein. It has virtually no flavor because of the way we raise it. The nutrition is really down.
Mm-hmm.
And
you be down on chicken? Fried chicken, especially.
I believe it's the chef. Yeah. 251-343-0106 is the call and text. The Callahan's call and text line. When we come back, we're going to have William Stitt from Billy's Bacon, as we all know him. He's got something to talk to us about.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I face to face.
For more than a decade, they are the dynamic duo of dining. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Michael.
All righty, we're back. We are in the studio, and we got a special guest. Stu, you know William Stitt.
I do, indeed.
I call him Billy.
Yeah, Bill E.
He's less of a man than he used to be because he's lost so much weight.
Yeah.
But
What's that all about,
Bill? He looks good, but he's got something important to talk to us about this morning, something he's involved in and he's passionate about, and he wants everybody to listen and put their support behind him. And how you doing this morning, Billy?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for including me on your show.
Well, thanks for being on, man. Thanks for reaching out. Yeah, I'm glad. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, y'all know me pretty well. When I get my mindset on something, I like to, you know, it's definitely going to include bacon. It's probably going to have something to do with hamburgers. And, you know, I like to put things in there that I like. And I've always liked boats. I've always liked bikes. And this is about motorcycles. There's an event called the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, also referred to as the DGR, and it is a worldwide ride done the same day every year in over 950 cities, many, many countries, and it promotes men's mental health and the fight against prostate cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's no fun, prostate cancer.
No, the more I've dug into this, it's affected almost everyone I know in some way.
Yeah. I've never had a bout with it, luckily, so far, but when I was in my early 30s, I had a prostate infection. And that's just a glimpse of what it can be like going through prostate cancer. And I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. I've had several friends. I've personally two friends that have died of prostate cancer, but I've known a number of them have gotten it, and it's treatable if you get it in time.
Yeah, early detection is the key.
Yeah.
That's right. So this ride definitely helps get the awareness out there, and it helps with the research to fight this.
So how's ride set up? How's it structured? And how what can people do to benefit this?
Okay.
Event?
Yeah. So go to distinguishedgentlemansride.com, and we are going to start Sunday, May 19th at Rosie's 1901 Garage in Mobile on Halls Mill Road. We'll leave there between 9 and 9:30, and there'll be 50-plus of us on dressed in dapper attire on vintage and vintage-style motorcycles, riding through historic downtown Mobile, through the old tunnel, across the causeway, through Spanish Fort, downtown Daphne, downtown Fairhope. We'll stop at the Fairhope Pier for a photo op, and then end up at Billy's Restaurant. And how you can participate is you could just basically go to my page. I think I shared that information with y'all. There's a QR code, and you can click on it and put $5 or whatever you imagine you'd like to put on there. Every dollar counts. And every ride, you know, they compete against each other trying to raise the most funds, of course. We've already raised over $5,000 in the Mobile ride so far.
Wow.
So we would like to
nice.
See that.
Wow.
We'd like to see that climb towards 10 this last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's going to be any entertainment once they get to that place on over Fairhope
yeah.
called Billy's?
Yeah. Well, to start off at Rosie's, they're going to have tea and cookies and a real fun photo op with all of us. So if you're in Mobile and you want to, you know, see us off, you could pull up to Rosie's around 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be really fun to see all those vintage bikes.
Yeah, or if you're and Mike, then, you're still there at 9 a.m.
That's right.
On the way home?
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the club, the Mobile Vintage Motorcycle Club and LaRock Motorsports, they're the big sponsors behind this. They're making it happen along with Rosie's, the garage. That place is awesome. So we'll leave there, and then when we get to my restaurant, we'll have a big tent set up with punch and lemon melting moments, sweet desserts and pimento cheese sandwiches, and Troy Atkinson playing some brunchy style Ride Your Motorcycle In music. And it's going to be really cool. So you could be waiting at the restaurant and join us under the tent. You don't have to have a bike or anything. You can just say, hey, I'm here to participate and welcome these riders in and just see what the motorcycling community is about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mike would look real cool doing that, Bill, with his Hawaiian shirt on and like a leather jacket with a biker gang on the back riding up on his Schwinn.
A do-rag.
Well, yeah. It's funny you say that. We can get him registered today. we can make that happen. We're actually looking for more riders. The more the merrier. And anyone can ride it. It doesn't cost anything to ride. Of course, mm-hmm. we're asking you to promote it and try to raise funds. But you can just sign up on the site as long as you have your MSF safety certification on your driver's license.
Yeah.
And you can ride your bike and you can follow us or anything. And it's just a really cool event. This is my first time participating, and I am ecstatic about it. I can't wait.
Now, is this going on anywhere else in the country?
Oh yeah. So there's one in Montgomery. There's one in Birmingham. There's one in Huntsville. It's literally 950 cities worldwide. Some people have, you know, 10 riders. Some people have thousands. Wow. If you look on the website, you'll see last year's photos and videos from Spain and Italy and all over Europe, all over Australia. This started in Australia with this really cool guy that just decided to a few of them to dress up dapper and ride their old vintage-style bikes to raise some money to help somebody. And then it just took on. It went from city to city to city, and then country to country, and then and Mobile has a really cool history. So Maurice Thoreau is the guy that read this article about the ride, and he and another buddy with the Mobile Vintage Motorcycle Club did the first ride in Mobile, and then a couple wow. of years later, it became, so Mobile has a big history. It's one of the first. Cities in the United States to truly participate and have a big club behind it. And the Mobile area has raised over $25,000 for this. And it's over $35 million has been raised since
wow.
2012.
Wow.
$35 million is nothing to, you know, to joke about. That's a lot of money helping a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's spectacular. And since 2012, so that's 12 years.
Yeah, and the men's mental health thing is so big. There's suicide prevention. Have y'all heard of the Movember? You know, November is the big month for men's mental health.
Yeah.
There's so many guys out there that struggle with different things, and they don't ever tell anybody.
Yeah.
And they'll join a club or an organization, and they're just looking for some friends. And, you know, a lot of guys get missed. And you know, we need to look out for each other.
Cool. At the garage downtown on Washington Street in Conti, I think it's Tuesday night, there's a number of vintage motorcycles that park there, and they gather there.
That's the club I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
like garages, don't they?
Yeah, they beautiful, do.
Beautiful bikes, beautiful bikes.
Yeah, they're works of art, and you'll see these men and women, and women are totally included in this ride by all means. But you do have to dress dapper. You have to put on your fine duds that'll, you know, from the 40s, 50s, 60s era kind of look, and you know, nothing cooler than a cool old 3/4 face helmet with some gold goggles and a tweed jacket and a bow tie and a matching pocket square, and you're it.
That's what. It was glamorous back then. You know, it was kind of average for them, but looking back, it's glamorous. There's a guy downtown, he's got a motorcycle, a vintage bike with a sidecar on it, and I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh,
I don't get near him because I don't want to have those Pee Wee Herman moments. I'm not going to wear a bunch of motorcycles.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're in Mobile this coming Sunday, May 19th, between 9:30 and 10, I would get out on Government Boulevard near the tunnel and or anywhere on Government Boulevard and watch us ride by.
Cool.
And then if you're over on the Eastern Shore, get on Scenic 98. You know, I've already called Mancy's and told him, I said, you know, I hope your staff and your guests will stand out on the street and wave at us as we ride by.
That's awesome.
Or meet us down at the pier and watch us all roll in.
Now,
but it's going to be a blast, and I just appreciate y'all helping us spread the word.
I'm assuming y'all are going to have a police escort.
You know, that's not required. They've been notified, and we hope they'll participate. But you know, they're pretty busy. And,
it'd be cool if they were on the Harleys, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome. they're more than welcome. We would love to have them. But I know how the world is today, and that's why they're not required. They probably have some pressing matters.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a lot of Harleys in your pack, people are going to hear you coming. So
that's right. And it's not all Harleys. It's Harleys. It's Triumphs. It's Ducatis. It's Yamahas. Indian? It's Hondas. It's Indians. It's all brands.
Love
all makes
Indians.
And models.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love all those bikes that I don't know how to ride. So
I've been advised by David Hubble. That says, please don't let Mike get on the motorcycles. They know me too well.
Yeah. He's already been to triage four times with a bicycle. Just imagine what he'd do at 50 miles an hour.
They won't let me on the scooters downtown.
Well, let's throw him in a sidecar. We'll put a side of bacon in there with him.
A side of bacon with a side of bacon. All right, Bill, we got 1 minute left, man. Once again, where can people contact you or find you if they want to get involved or check things out?
Okay. Well, go to any one of my Facebook pages, Billy's Restaurant, Billy's Bacon, or William Billy Stitt, and you'll see all my DGR, Distinguished Gentleman Ride things, and you can click on that little QR code, or just send me a text, and I'll show you how to do it. And
Mike.
Just, you know, would love to get a few more dollars before this thing gets going, and just you know, help us spread the word. This is a really cool thing, and it's good for our area.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're looking mighty dapper with your
svelte. You look svelte
with your weight loss. Well, you look pretty good.
Thank
buddy.
You. Hi. Still eating that bacon every day. Y'all have a great
in moderation.
In moderation.
That's all, you
there,
do. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Billy. Thank you so Cheers. Much.
All right.
Good luck, buddy.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's Billy Stitt, folks, from Old 27 Grill. 251-343-0106. What the heck is that number?
I believe that's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call-in line.
Oh, I thought it was lottery numbers.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, we're back. We want to thank a few people. We want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the fine corner of Fat and Happy, North Jackson and St. Francis Street. Fun, fine folks there. Nice day to be sitting outside on a Mother's Day, enjoying Mother's Day brunch with your mother or somebody's mother.
Yeah.
And those
as long as somebody's daddy don't know you're there with somebody's mother, you're right?
Mother, you know, and drinking those mimosas, those mimosas, and Bloody Marys. Want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
You know what mother wants for Mother's Day?
Some Hall's.
She wants some Hall's sausage.
There you go. Yeah. Why not? Why not? Who wouldn't? Whose mother wouldn't?
With flowers.
With flowers and a bottle of white Zinfandel. And
really?
And we want to thank Butch Cassidy's in the heart of Old Shell and Florida Street, which we fondly call Flo-Shell.
I bet they were busy yesterday because Roy used said one of his busiest days used to be naturally Mother's Day. Yeah. It's not open on Sundays now.
Right.
So I think last Tuesday it was. We just out of nowhere at 12:47, the restaurant packed out. And I made the joke when it cleared out. I said, one of these days I wish I could call up 40 friends and go, hey, man, let's all meet at a restaurant at 12:47. And they said, those were all early Mother's Days. And I went, oh, no, now that's cool. You know?
Ah. So Nancy says, colorful shirt. Thank you, Nancy.
Well, it's just black with it. But, hey, I went to the Eco Wild Outdoor Expo.
Yeah.
Sean was there doing his show Friday, the midday show. It was the first of its kind. They highlight everything we have to do in the state of Alabama outdoor.
I never know about these things.
Well, it just started.
Well, it was the inaugural one.
Oh,
as much as you're on Facebook, how do you miss it? Because you're looking at other people's timelines trying to figure out what's going on in their life, ain't you? You all gossiping. No, actually, he's in looking at barbecue restaurants. But
food.
But yeah, I went out Friday for that. Outstanding. I was just showing Mike a clip. They had a 1962 wooden ski boat. That was cool. Some puppies. They had plenty of food. And
does it turn out pretty good?
Well, not at 12:30 on a Friday. I bet yesterday was packed out, though, with the kiddies.
Yeah.
They had a catfish pond for the kiddies. I threw an axe, or a few of them, threw some shurikens, same people. They want us to come out sometime and just shoot some video and hang out with them for free, chunking axes.
So you'd throw them at a target, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I shot the game wardens let me shoot a bow and arrow that was set up for the kids.
Cool. This sounds like a fun event.
It really was. It was a great event, first of its kind, and just really highlights everything in Alabama. There were people there from the Blackfoot region that were talking about quail hunting, dove hunting, turkey hunting,
Wetumpka
sent somebody down there to just talk about what there is to do in the Wetumpka area, which is a lot of natural resources. The state parks were represented. I'm hoping to win that two-night stay at any state park in the state. It will not be.
Where would you go?
Will not be Gulf State Park, because I can just ride over there anytime I want. I was thinking Montesano, which is in Huntsville. It overlooks the city of Huntsville, but there's no fishing there. So
it'd be hard for a lake to stay up there on top.
Yeah, well, I thought there might be a creek or something.
Well, how would the fish get on top of the mountain?
Chunking them. That's what folks in Floribama are for. We bring them up there. They toss the mullets up on top of the mountain.
Is there any truth to the fact that that they're not always tossing real mullet?
No, they're always tossing real mullet.
Well, PETA didn't want them to. Somebody was talking about rubber mullets.
No, PETA wanted them to switch to rubber mullets.
Hey, those mullets go to good use.
Yeah.
They help raise money.
Yeah.
And then they feed the alligators at Alligator Alley.
The gators got to eat too.
One of them must not got fed because he was lost on Water Street the other day. But so, Charlie, you said you had somewhere.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up. First of all, it was a nice restaurant that we'd never been to called Juicy Seafood. Mm-hmm. It's on Airport Boulevard, just west, right after you cross over University.
It used to be Zia's Rotisserie.
In the front part of that shopping parking lot.
That is a new craze of seafood that's from California by way of Louisiana and Vietnam.
So they didn't say the California, Louisiana, Vietnam.
No,
officers.
it's called Viet Cajun.
Yeah.
And when a lot of the immigrants got to the Gulf Coast, we all remember this happening. The, sure. We referred from to Vietnam. Them as the boat people from the 70s. The Vietnamese people that entered Acadiana went to the crawfish bowls and said, "This is fantastic. Have you ever thought of making it spicy?"
Yeah.
Because they thought the Cajun food was kind of bland.
Wow.
And they said, "And why do you limit yourself to crawfish? You can do this with any seafood." Mm-hmm. And you can get, Mike, any, you can get Dungeness crab,
mm-hmm.
but you can get it regular Cajun style and all this, or you can get them to really kick it up. When, and if you're not crying from the heat, you're really not doing it right.
Well, so I have a big question.
What did
question.
You eat? Okay.
Well, I mine was kind of bland. I mean,
yeah.
unexciting. I had fish and shrimp. Mm-hmm. But a couple of, three or four of the people in our 10-person group ordered crab legs and crab claws, mm-hmm. you know, the long crab legs. Yeah. And but there was also shrimp, corn on the cob, potatoes, and spices in there like you right. would on Kunas stew.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
And or a lot of people call it. But anyhow, it came cooked in a plastic bag, and the bag was all puffed up. And I'm wondering, what was that all about? The way
oh,
I've
it's
eaten
just
it
to keep it hot till they yeah, so that you can rip it open, you get that aromatic experience.
Was
of that
it perforated with holes?
No, no, no. The bag stayed puffed up.
I assume, dude, someplace that you get crawfish in a little like a little croaker sack,
yeah,
plastic croaker sack, and they'll put it in the boil. It's got yeah. the corn, the potatoes, and yeah. all that.
That also helps them portion that out.
It's portion yeah. size too.
Yeah. yeah
it's portion.
Well, I got to tell. Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Okay, this will show my true partisanship. But when I saw those crab legs, snow crab legs, I guess, and the claws, mm-hmm. in my mind, it looked like something that fell out of an alien spacecraft.
You know, there's some odd-looking crabs. Look up a sheep's head crab.
Sheep's head crab.
Yeah. The legs are like 4 or 5 feet long, and the body's about the size of a football, and the face looks like a sheep. We don't have them in this area, but they're closer like Costa Rica around the equator.
Nancy Wright wants to know how come we never show Charlie on the camera. But,
there's a good reason for that.
Well, yeah.
Is that Charlie is retired, and he's just helping us out today.
He's here today, but not
Steve
today.
Steve is usually there.
Let me see if I can fix this. Hold on.
Hang on, Mike. Look. Hey, they make 360 cameras, Mike.
There's Charlie.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you didn't leave it on very long, I noticed.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah. All right, I want to remind people before mm-hmm. we head out of here, next Monday, voting starts for the Carla Hall Next Favorite Chef competition yeah. that I am in.
Mike, how do people vote?
They go to a website that we have posted on the page, and I will reiterate, it's favechef.com, but it starts next Monday. I would appreciate your votes because I could use that $25,000 and I'd like to hang out with Carla Hall in Nashville for a day.
There you go. There you go. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. And above all else, happy Mother's Day and provolone.
Gouda.
As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt after all.